Welcome to a Sunny Side Up Life podcast, a show for the woman who is ready to live an abundant life full of freedom and positivity. I'm Sammy Womack, and I'm on a mission to help you break free from survival mode, gain financial freedom, stay motivated, and focus on what matters most. Join the movement, and let's start living on the brighter side of life together. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode. This week we are going to talk about why perfection is not a requirement for progress. Before we dig into this week's topic, I want to do this week's review shout out, and it comes to us from Jill Mayer. I hope I'm saying that right. 1234. She's one of our Canadian listeners. So welcome, Jill. Thank you for leaving your review. Jill says, "This podcast is so inspiring." Thank you so much. That is so sweet. If you would like to leave a review, you can simply click over through iTunes and go to the homepage of the podcast. It's pretty easy to find. Or you can scroll down in the show notes of this episode and you will see a spot that says, "I'd love to hear from you." And there's a link right there. It says, "Click here to leave a review." The reason why I ask you guys to leave reviews is not just for me to hear that you guys are loving the podcast, which is a great second reason, but the real reason is so iTunes will continue to rank the podcast higher and higher, which helps new ladies just like you and just like me find this message and this conversation and hang out with us. So spreading the word is the main reason why we do the reviews, why we do, why we ask for you to subscribe and all that kind of stuff and to keep sharing. I appreciate you guys so much. You guys have been tagging me on Instagram while you're listening and with your takeaways, and that has just been bringing me so much joy. So continue to do that. It makes me so happy to see you guys digging into the episodes and just getting value out of them and finding encouragement from them. So that makes me so, so happy. Anyway, so let's dig into this week's topic. You guys, I am here the night before this podcast goes live. Yes, Wednesday night at like midnight after my kids are in bed recording this episode for you guys. And I feel like this has been a reoccurring theme for a few weeks. I feel like, I don't know, 5 or 6 out of the last like 8 episodes I've done the night before, which is not common for me. I usually get these episodes recorded sometimes even weeks in advance. But that's life right now, and I'm just kind of rolling with it. And that's kind of what we're talking about this week, is why we don't have to be perfect to still make progress on our goals, to still be valuable to ourselves and our families and society as a whole. We don't have to be perfect to be worthy, right? And it's something that I struggle with all the time. I am a recovering perfectionist. When I first started counseling about a year ago, I had to fill out a couple pages of like questionnaire type stuff, and most of it was general, like name and do you go by a nickname, and you know, are you married, how many kids do you have, what are your kids' names, blah 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 blah. But the last little bit of the questionnaire were like personality traits, and I agonized over this questionnaire. I literally spent hours overthinking it, and I was like, you know, well, how would you describe yourself? And I'm like, well, perfectionist. I can't even answer this questionnaire without overanalyzing and, you know, all of that. So recovering perfectionist is something that I am still working on and will probably continue to always work on. I feel like a lot of it is part of my DNA. A lot of it is part of my oldest child syndrome and all of that. So anyway, I struggle with this, and you probably do too, which is why I want to talk about it. And it's almost like an imposter syndrome, right? For me personally, I get more bouts of this perfectionism and that little voice in my head that says, you're not good enough. This is not perfect enough. You didn't try hard enough. You failed. You weren't good at that. You suck. You know, we all have that voice, and she is very rude and very loud sometimes. This voice is even louder for me during times like the time I'm in right now, where I just launched my new course, Control Your Crazy, and it's had such a good response, and I'm so, so proud of it. But the human side of me says, who are you to teach other people about gaining control of your crazy, because you're still crazy, right? Who are you to teach people about minimalism, like decluttering your house, when you still sometimes go to bed with a pile of dishes in your sink, which is what happened last night, which is a lot of the reason why I wanted to talk to you guys about this while it was fresh. So you guys know my husband goes to work for 3 weeks at a time and is home for 3 weeks at a time. And as you can imagine, the transitional days from his first few days at work, his last few days at work, and the days that spill over. So his last few days at home, first few days at work, last few days at work, first few days at home. So those couple of transition days in there, it's like 2 or 3 days on each side of the transition, they're challenging for all five of us in our own different ways. I even think that our dog is affected by it. Anybody else's dog have like depression issues? He even suffers from it. He misses his daddy, right? Like things are off routine. So we all five kind of go through these couple of days of transition. And today, as I'm recording this on Wednesday night, was my husband's first day at work. So as you can imagine, it was a rough day, as well as yesterday was also a rough day, his last day at home, because we're scrambling to kind of get the last minute things done. He's like doing all his yard work to make sure, you know, that the yard doesn't get out of the hand while he's at work. We're doing random loads of laundry to make sure he has things to pack. We're getting pizza, which is like pretty much our tradition for his last night at home, because we're like, we don't feel like cooking. We don't feel like having a bunch of dishes to do, et cetera, et cetera. You guys know the pizza pickup nights. Plus our girls started back to dance class. And it was just one of those days where I was just like, we're just getting into the swing of new school year fall activities, and he's leaving during the first week of all of this, and I'm like, anxiety attack. I don't want him to leave, like always, but also I'm like, I'm going into this new season with new activities for our girls, and I'm just having anxiety attacks and feeling not good enough. I'm like, what if I can't balance all this? What if my anxiety gets out of control again? Just how will this affect my business? How will this affect my personal time? All of this is going on in my head, just a storm of all of that, right? And I'm just thinking, you know, you kind of suck at this mom thing. Like, you kind of suck at this housewife thing. You kind of suck at this business owner thing. Like, you're not doing any of it perfect, you know? And I have been battling this. And I always go through this, but there are obviously seasons that make this even more prominent, like the beginning of a new school year, settling into new routines, things like that. And plus, we had a really, really good trip home, which usually makes his transition back to work even harder. It's like the equivalent for people who work 9-to-5 jobs is like, okay, you had a super good weekend, it makes Monday suck even worse. It's like that times we're going to be apart for 3 weeks. So that's kind of the equivalent. So I'm going through all this, and it's just like, I did my best. all the laundry didn't get done, but he picked out of the clean clothes what he wanted to take with him. Even though we got pizza, there were still dishes piled up. And I didn't get a great night's sleep, so of course I slept late, didn't have my morning quiet time. You guys know, like, if you start to get into a morning routine and then you don't do your morning routine, blah, just blah. That feeling is the reason that motivates me to continue to do my morning routines on every other day. Because I'm like, I know how it feels on the days that I choose to sleep in. And I think with all of this, I get twisted in my head somewhere along the lines that's like, well, you're not perfect at it, so you must not be making progress on it. And that's just not true. And I know that I'm not the only one in this, and I know that I'm not the only one who has felt this way. So I wanted to share about it, for one, to let you know that you're not alone, and for two, to kind of share what I do to get myself out of this shame storm, like Brené Brown calls it, a shame storm. And I throw myself a little pity party, a little shame storm party, and I let myself kind of just scream it out in my head and be like, all right, you're terrible at this. You suck at this. And then, you know, I'll kind of get my temper tantrum out. And then I move on to like, okay, it's not that bad. Like, it's not as bad as it used to be. And so I can see the progress. And so I see where today, where I slept in, literally slept until my kids woke me up, which is a no-no on normal days because I know that I need my morning routine. When I let myself do that and I get that little bit of that shame storm starts to creep in and she says, oh, you suck. You didn't have a morning routine. You didn't meditate. You didn't journal. You didn't pray. You didn't have any quiet time. You suck, you know? But then I wait. Then I take a step back and I think, you know, I'm not where I used to be. I have made progress because I used to feel like that sleeping till the kids wake up, not having any morning routine, that used to be my norm. That used to be 365 days a year. Not just the occasional when I've had a bad night's sleep or the occasional on my husband's first day at work, things like that, right? So just because my morning routine is not perfect, just because I don't execute it flawlessly, just because sometimes it happens with My Little Pony on in the background, sometimes it happens in a rushed 10 minutes, sometimes my air quotes morning routine doesn't happen until nap time when I get my quiet time later in the afternoon and then I sit down to journal or meditate or work on a hobby or whatever I'm feeling in the mood for that day. But just because it is not flawless, just because it's not perfect, doesn't mean that I'm still not making progress. Okay, so now I can look back and I can say, yeah, so my morning routine wasn't perfect, but I figured out ways to find calm throughout the day, to do some gratitude. No, I didn't do my journal today. Didn't do my gratitude today. But I found ways to just think about my gratitude, think about what I was grateful for, think about those 10 goals that I would normally write down in my journal. I just did it real quick in my head. No, it wasn't perfect, but it was better than nothing. And nothing is what I would have done 5 years ago, right? I also think about, you know, back to the Control Your Crazy course and the whole imposter syndrome and, you know, one of my topics being budgeting, and budgeting is my main topic. And sometimes I get that imposter syndrome. I get that shame storm coming in and saying, like, who do you think you are to teach people about budgeting when you know good and well that you went over on your spending budget this week? You know good and well that you, I'll share a real example from recently. I wrote down the date that our electric bill normally comes out. It's automatic withdrawal. And it came out like 4 days early. I don't even know why. And I'm usually really good about checking my bank account every day, every other day at the longest. I guess it had been an every other day kind of checkup, and the electricity bill came out, and it came out like 4 days before it was supposed to. It was supposed to come out after payday. It came out like 2 days before payday, and it came out because it was still pending, but I did get the overdraft fee. And I'm like, who do you think you are? You teach people about budgeting. You teach people to write down their due dates. But yet, here you are. Like, slipped up, didn't pay attention. You weren't perfect. You know, and that whole shame storm just boils up. The truth is, okay, when I calm down, when I let myself throw my little temper tantrum, when I beat myself up a little bit, throw myself a pity party, then I think, okay, well, for one, it was still pending. They didn't like, it didn't like bounce and like not clear or whatever. It was fine. My electricity didn't get cut off like it had. Like maybe three times, I think, in the past when we were in the worst of our financial chaos. Our electricity got cut off three times. It wasn't like I didn't have the money. I did a quick transfer from savings, and then after payday, I put that money back. It wasn't really that big of a deal other than I got charged the stupid overdraft fee thing, which I was a little irritated about. My point is that it's still progress from how it was like 5 years ago. No, it's not perfect. Yes, I still do mess up my budget sometimes. Right? But I also have made huge progress. We also have a $15,000 emergency fund plus like 20-something thousand, I can't remember, 22,000 maybe-ish towards our future house down payment. So it's not as bad as it used to be. There is still progress there. I don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be perfect. None of us have to be perfect in order to still make progress. The truth is that we're never going to be perfect. We are human, and trying to be perfect is exhausting. It's anxiety inducing, and it's never going to happen anyway. So all of that exhaustion and anxiety is just a waste. I mean, and I'm still, you know, I'm good at worrying. I'm good at having my little shame storms and my anxiety and all the things. But we know in the end that perfection is not even possible. So all we can do is try to make progress. And Laura Casey says this all the time. Laura Casey, the creator of the Power Sheets, it says it multiple times in the Power Sheets. I think there's even stickers that come with the Power Sheets that say it. Progress over perfection. And even in the Power Sheets, she talks about marking how much progress you've made towards your goals. It's not marking how many times have you been perfect in executing your goals. How much progress have you made? And I think all the time I shared the thumbnail for this episode is actually an old picture from Mother's Day of 2018, year before last. I have us on the lake, and my mother-in-law took the picture. And I love this picture. I don't know why this was the first picture that came to mind when I thought about this topic, because my kids look like a hot mess. Like, no one's holding still. No one has, like, shoes on or like matching clothes or anything. And my husband, bless his heart, holding a beer because we're at the lake. And I'm just cheesing it up through it all because to me, that was a quote unquote perfect day to me. And I think my husband has a beer in a family picture. God love him. And my kids look like hot messes. But to me, that's perfect. It's them not being perfect. We were on the lake and we were together. And I was like, that's the picture I'm going to use for the thumbnail. And we think, you know, we don't require our kids to be perfect. How many times have we told them, have we asked them, did you do your best? Even my youngest daughter, Melly, she is still working on potty training. She's 3 and she's like 95% potty trained. And she will say, you know, we'll think she has to potty. So we'll sit her down and we'll say, are you done? You know, did you go? And she'll say, I tried my best. I don't even know where she got this from, but she'll say, I tried my best, Mama. I didn't have any, but I tried my best. And I think God love her and her 3-year-old wisdom. How many times do we need to stop and just say, you know what? I tried my best. Tried my best, Mama. Oh, I didn't do it, but I tried my best. I wasn't perfect, but I made a little bit of progress. I'm a little bit closer to that goal. Just like she's a little bit closer to her 100% potty trained goal. She wasn't perfect at it, but she made progress. And that's okay when it's our kids, isn't it? Because when it's our kids, we're like, oh, that's okay. You tried your best. I love you. I'm proud of you. But when it's ourselves, it's not that easy, is it? When it's ourselves, we love to crank up that shame storm and say, did you really try your best? Are you really trying? Right? So I hope that helps you if you are kind of in a season where you're like not feeling good enough, where your imposter syndrome is coming in, where, you know, you feel like, oh, well, I've told people that I'm on a budget and now I've messed up my budget. So I must not be making progress, or I must not be, you know, considered part of the debt-free community or a budgeter if I'm still making mistakes, right? You might not feel good enough. Or if your house is not perfect, but you're in the process of pursuing minimalism and you think, well, I must not be, my house isn't perfect, so I can't consider myself a minimalist, or I can't consider myself decluttering because it's not perfect yet, right? Or I can't consider myself a goal setter because, well, I've set these goals and I haven't achieved them 100%. You guys, that's just not, you do not have to be perfect. I'm not perfect. I guarantee you that every single person that you look up to as an influencer or as a mentor, or every single book that you've ever read, every single podcast you've ever listened to, every single person that you follow online, they are not perfect. They're not. And they will tell you that they fell down, that they failed, that they're not perfect. If they don't tell you that, then they're lying. But every single person that you look up to feels the same way. I know a lot of people personally in the debt-free community. Every single person that I've interviewed on this podcast, they feel the same way. They go through the same thought process that you're going through right now. They have gone through it already. They are currently going through it. Both, maybe. We're all humans. We're all just doing our best. Okay? So if you have been feeling like I'm not perfect enough to actually make progress on this, I slipped up and went over budget, or, you know, I said I was going to do this workout program and I slipped up again, so I must not be making any progress towards working out. Cut yourself some slack. Give yourself some grace. Remember that perfection is not a requirement for progress. You can be flawed and still be making progress. Okay? So I hope that that's helpful. That was just what was on my heart tonight for you guys. And I just felt like it needed to be shared because that's been my day today. That's how I was feeling. I've been feeling not perfect all day. So you're not alone if that's how you feel. So, all right. I hope that was helpful. Please share. Leave a review if you haven't already. Subscribe if you haven't already. Remember, that's what helps the podcast grow. Tag me on Instagram with your takeaways or when you're listening. I usually repost, or I will comment if you post on your feed about the episode. I appreciate you guys so, so much. That's all for me this week. I will talk to you guys next week. Bye, guys.